What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Tuesday. Talk to Tana. Yes, 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 it is, y'all. All right, it's just me on there. Hope y'all doing all right tonight. Hope you had a great weekend, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Yeah, it's been a hectic weekend, but we made it, we made it, we made it, we made it. All positive thoughts, all positive thinking going on today. Got some shows coming up. I'm excited about that. We got some new things going on at Yither. I'm excited about that. I'm going to tell y'all about that later on. And we're going to see what y'all did over the weekend. Did anybody cook dinner? Did anybody get taken out to dinner? Did you get to see your kids? Did you not get to see your kids? Why didn't you get to see your kids? We're going to talk about all the stuff these dads is mad about. You might have to call this episode Mad Dads Weekend. Because y'all some mad dads out there. The ones that's doing good want to be there for the kids. Y'all messing them up. Yep, we going to talk about y'all too. Yep, all good stuff though. It's going to be all good stuff. Yep, so I got to experience a biker weekend. I hung out with the executive riders. Shouts out to the executive riders. Got a chapter in Atlanta, so they had some female riders here from Atlanta, so that was interesting. They partied with me on Friday night, and I didn't know they was from Atlanta, but we partied in the same place. I didn't actually party with them, but I would have, because they seem to be some pretty decent gals. Yeah, so I did the all black party Saturday night. Good to see the bikers just dressed up, having a good time together. Then RIP to Big Tony. I'm not real familiar with him, but he's a biker, and I heard that he passed on yesterday. And he was at the event Saturday night, so shouts out to him and his family. I'm not saying shouts out, but prayers going up for that family, as well as my cousin Shadeva, who lost her son last night. So pray for them too. Pray for everybody. All the people that was involved in the active shooting today, downtown Indianapolis, keeping everybody safe. And we just don't know what we own these days. We don't know if that person didn't get something for Father's Day and took it out on everybody else. So yeah, I've got to be careful how y'all treat these dads. I mean, shit. If you got a deadbeat dad, okay, just deal with it. But don't make the kids suffer from the expense of you choosing a deadbeat dad. So it's your fault. Yeah. It was a restaurant. And luckily, nobody got shot. He didn't hit nobody, but he ended up getting shot. Last I heard, he was in the hospital. The police shot him. So that's sad. Just people just losing their life all around the board for senseless stuff. And I said I was going to try not to be, well, you know, this is my serious portion of the show, so I might as well go on in and get it over with for today. All right, so we've been talking about senseless killings for a minute now and how to try to get our youth in some type of order to see how we could lead them in the community in a different direction. There do be a lot of events going on. So I'm going to try to get linked up with some people that do events, get them on the show, and see how we can help them help us. You know, so we're going to do it. We're going to all have to do it in whatever way we got to speak out. So that's going to be good. That's going to be a positive thing. But yes, that's definitely something that is going to have to be in the making ASAP. So all of y'all that are doing community events, I'm going to need to get with y'all. We're going to have to bring the Yither crew to your event and do some recording and interview the people there and see how it's impacting and things like that. So I know Ted Hardy and Mike Tree's got something going on the west side. They done built a little park for the kids to come and play in. I'm going to have to get cousins and see what's going on. You know, they are part of the world's greatest DJs too, and they do a lot of community stuff too. So it's a lot of avenues out here for us to use. It's just us getting together and doing it and making it happen. So that's definitely on the top of the list of things to be done. I didn't say things to do. I said things to be done. That means they got to get done. So that's what we're doing. We're going to get it together. And not leave it alone in my Texan voice. So I was listening to some oldies but goodies the other day and heard some of Michael Jackson's old music and had to see how people have remixed the songs and made them theirs now. Yeah, my bartender's in the building. He got so many hats on. I'll unmute you.
What's up, y'all?
He got so many hats on. He running around here crazy, trying to do 15 things at one time. So I understand. That was me earlier today. Ugh. I had blue. I do blue. Nah, the blue bottle. Yeah. No. Got me telling my business all on the, I don't even know why. I'm going to have to fire you as my bartender because you supposed to already know this. I'm your only client today.
That's the summertime, man. I ain't on our summer drink schedule, not yet.
Actually, I think I got some juice in there. Do I got some juice in there? All right, y'all. So we're going to talk about Father's Day. And yeah, take some juice. We're going to talk about Father's Day. So I know it's a lot of good guys out there that are doing and trying to take care of their kids and be involved in their kids' lives, and these women are making it impossible. But every action has a reaction, fellas. So however you react to her, she's going to re-react to that. And ladies, the same way. However you react to him, he's going to react, and you're going to re-react. So we have to work for that from both angles. You know, we're going to have to start listening a little more than everybody trying to talk at the same time, because everybody trying to out-talk each other, nobody's listening. So if ain't nobody listening, ain't nothing getting done about whatever the situation is, because nobody's going to come to an agreement if they don't know what they're agreeing on. And it's just going to go back and forth, and it could escalate, and it could end up to be hurtful for everybody. So let's just calm down a little bit and do a little more talking and a lot less yelling. And it's bad if kids are watching it too. So you want to make sure your kids is not involved or not around listening to grown-ups talk, because grown-ups business is grown-ups business. You have kids time with your kids when you sit down and talk to the kids about the kids stuff, the things that the kids are supposed to be doing, what is expected of them, and what can you do to help them get to that stage, you know, make it to the next stage, make it to the next year. All that's going on. Then you got the dads that just can't do nothing, like the ones that are in jail that can't do nothing. And, well, they can do something. I mean, you still can write and talk to your kids. But then you got to have the moms, because you in jail, they don't want you to be involved with the kids. But that could be a lesson for one of them kids. One of them kids could say, hey, I don't want to be like my dad and have to talk to my kids on the phone like this and stuff. So that might help make them change. So we just have to be, you know, Q's and P's and just pay attention to what we're saying and what we're doing in front of our kids, because our kids will mimic everything that they see us do. And that's just because they're kids, and that's how we learn. And that's how they learn. So it is expected for them to be repeating cuss words when that's out of here all day. So do positive stuff. Take them outside. Take them to the park. You know, let them experience the outside. They so fragile when it comes to going. I mean, you got to be with them, of course. And you damn near got to be at your house. But then that ain't safe either. So you stray bullets can come from anywhere. So enjoy the time that you have with your kids. Allow, you know, your heart to be filled with the joy that they have brought you, you know, whether it's hard to raise them or whatever the case may be. Allow them a chance. If that chance ain't with you, let them take a chance with somebody else. Don't let them have to give up because you gave up. Yep. So you know how it's going to be tonight. And, yeah, that part, Dwayne. And he gave me some ice anyway. I didn't ask you for
juice.
Yeah.
No ice.
I didn't say nothing about ice. That's okay.
Don't fire me. I'm sorry. I promise. I thought I heard you say you want ice and juice. I am so sorry.
No, he hears what he want to hear. I know that for a fact.
It's called Used to Be Married.
You okay? You can hear what you want to hear. That's a fact. You can't change it. Shit, that's for everybody.
Did you celebrate Juneteenth this weekend?
I did. I did some celebrating. I went to the executive riders even where I worked for the executive riders this weekend. So I bartended on Saturday, then I DJed the party on Sunday.
What's up? I went down to the Flanner House to that Juneteenth event. Met a lot of new vendors that's going to be coming over here to Yizer Shopping Channel that we'll be launching next month.
Wow, good, good, good.
We're going to have like 177 different vendors.
That's what's up. I just met a couple of vendors over the weekend.
Really?
Yep, I got their business cards.
Oh, you did? Oh, yep. Bring them on then.
Yep.
Yeah,
I sure did. One female had a sunglass. One lady had a jewelry and accessories. And then on Sunday, it was a lady she had a variety of things, bracelets. She had flasks. She had perfumes, body oils. And she also does sex toys. So she said she knew it was going to be kids there, so she didn't bring any of that stuff with her.
Well, she can bring them down here to Yizer. They're going to be next. Actually, the shopping channels will be next door. We're moving over there to the next suite over.
Okay, so.
So, yes, tell her bring them toys down here.
Then.
Live demo. No, sorry.
See?
My bad.
There we go. It's going to come to that. I
always
know.
Go overboard, don't I?
But the other lady had, what did she had? She had purses. Sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
So it was a nice little outing. It was cool. It was family oriented. It was nobody doing nothing out the way.
Well, no,
it was just relaxed, you know, the whole weekend. So it was cool for me. It was cool for me. I got to go to the cemetery to visit my sister and my two nephews because they're by her. A lot of cousins I had to pass in there on my way out, friends. But it was a birthday thing. That's what we do for ours. I had to take my grandkids and let them see where my sister was. My granddaughter, baby granddaughter and my grandson didn't get to meet my sister. So, well, she met my grandson, but he was a baby. He don't remember. My youngest granddaughter, she didn't know her at all. So. She was born a year after she passed. So she was born the year that she passed, 16, yeah. So we're going to continue to be strong for each other and all that we have and do what we can do for those that we still have with us today. The living is very important to help take care of them as long as you can. Do what you can, but just don't mistreat them. Don't mistreat the elderly people because they got us to this point. So y'all be good to the people y'all working for and don't be taking advantage of the elderly people because we are responsible for them. Those are our people. You know what I'm saying? All right, so I'm going to take a break and we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to come back with some announcements, some up-and-coming shows. Some up-and-coming new releases. We got all kind of stuff going on. So that's what we own today. I'm going to introduce y'all to some new music, some music that is from down south. And I like it. So here we go. We're going to start like this.
They call me Focus, Focus Man. Oh yeah. Anytime that you need me, baby, you know that I'll be there. They call me Focus, Mister. It ain't fair. Oh yeah. Anytime that you see me, baby, you know that I'm prepared.
Now you know this is a remix, huh? So Big Pokey had to cook up some more gumbo for you. I got my boys with me, you feel me? Show them how you do it, big homie. Here come Big Tucker. Oh, Tucker. And anytime that you see me, baby, you know it ain't nothing but trouble. They call me Tucker. Oh, no, Tucker. And if you don't believe me, oh, girl, she'll tell you I'm a real good lover. You can find me in the club, really cutting up. The guys be mad cause the women show me love. Took her to the free shop, my number one hit. Now all she want me to do is lick, lick, lick. That's right, the king of swing go all night long. I work you out to my own damn song. She said, don't make me beg. Oh girl, I'm just gonna make you moan.
They call me Pokey, Big Pokey Pass. Oh yeah. Anytime that you need me, baby, you know that I'll be there. They call me Pokey, Mr. It Ain't Fair. Oh yeah. Anytime that you see me, baby, you know that I'm prepared. Now I ain't trying to do my own horn, but Pokey is the start of a gun. Cause every time that you see me, baby, you see me with a champion. You can get me on Friday, chilling at the hole in the wall, dancing with Miss Kathy, and I don't think she had a no draws. Wait a minute. Now that you got the baby, won't you tell me what we gon' do? I heard you said your club was closing, but girl, I'm not through. Somebody said a DJ, maybe just one more song. Cause the way she did the moment, we can do this all night long. They call me Focus, Big Pokey Pal. Oh yeah. Anytime that you need me, baby, you know that I'll be there. They call me Pokey, if it ain't fair. Oh yeah. Anytime that you see me, baby, you know that I'm prepared.
Now you know it ain't over, huh? I think I'll show off a little special treat for my player. Come on, Tyree, show them what you came to do, baby.
They call me Tyree, Tyree, Mr. Tyree Neal, Tyree Neal. Every time you see me in the club, I'm banging that whiskey and beer. They call me Tyree, Tyree, she wanna put it on me, the way she's shaking that boogie thing, this is where I wanna be. You can get me in the field, yeah. Reppin' that Jack and Jacksonville. From every club in Louisiana, from Alabama down to Jacksonville. I'ma do my thing, y'all. When you see me in the hole in the wall, probably find out the bar, y'all. I got a skin, I'm spinning it all. Me and Big Pokey,
they call me Pokey, Big Pokey Pal. Oh yeah. Anytime that you need me, baby, you know that I'll be there. They call me Pokey, if it ain't fair. Oh yeah. Anytime that you see me, baby, you know that I'm prepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, well. Say now, baby. Mm-hmm.
could not believe in myself. It's kind of caught me off guard, y'all. And then I stepped on in and she stole my heart. I couldn't believe it. This didn't happen to me. Oh, no, Lord. I finally got a woman to treat me like a king. She washed my back. She even washed my clothes. Oh, yeah, babe. She massaged my feet and she clipped my toes. Says it's okay. Big pokey bear. Oh, yeah, babe. Instead of stepping in this room, it ain't bad. Yeah, yeah. I'm in love with an old woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in love with an old woman. Yeah, yeah. You don't hear me. I'm in love.
All right, I'm back on the air, y'all. I just like that country music. I don't know. It just got a beat to it that make you just want to keep bouncing. Shout out to Pokey Bear in this bitch. All right, so we got the radio. New radio show lineup. All y'all's at radios.com. Shows are moving to from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sundays moving forward, hosted by Dwayne Abernathy from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Mondays, Controversy. Your host is Stephen B., also 7 to 9. Tuesday, Talk to Tana, host Tana B., from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Wednesday, new show and host coming soon, same time. Thursday, Peppy and Snap, hosted by Peppy and Snap from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you would like a show on Yizer Radio, email the marketing and Yizer.com team, and they will get you together. And so then we got on the TV side, all day Sunday, starting at noon, you got the Culture Kings on YizerTV.com. On the SIB TV channel, new episodes will run all week, all day Sunday, starting at noon. Yizer Radio TV show. Watch the TV version of all YizerRadio.com radio shows. Talk to Tana. cute. All day Sunday and every day during the week. YizerTV.com on the Yizer Radio Raw channel. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. So Culture Kings is on Sundays now. Okay. Let's see how that's going to work. No, you don't even got Culture Kings on here. That's moving forward on Sunday, Dwayne. Okay, well, we need to let them know. Well, I guess y'all don't need to know it's recorded on Friday. Okay, that's what I wanted to say, what time Culture Kings was on.
It records on Friday, but if you want to be a part of the live studio audience for Culture Kings, you can hit us up at marketing@yizer.com.
That part for all our shows.
Yeah, I'm going to add that.
Yeah, for all our shows, you can now sign up to be in the live audience right here at Yizer Studios. It's going to be pretty cool. Shout out to Dwayne. Putting that shit together. Yep, so we're going to have live audience. So if you're an entrepreneur, you want to see what we're doing and how you can get your advertisement on the radio and TV side, possibly, all you have to do is email marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing, M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G, at symbol, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R.com. And yeah, I'm going to take a breath before I go into this next entrepreneur professional membership for only $24.99 per month. This membership comes with the following: 14 exclusive streaming TV channels, one streaming radio station, news input fee, VIP access to events, 10% discount on products and services, business conferences, professional workshops, YizerTV.com, the first Wi-Fi TV network. All righty, that's what we're talking about. That's us. We doing that shit. Yep, right there. All right, I guess some of the sponsors on here, too. I was going to say them while I got it. No, those are the TV channels. On the ones and twos, where the DJs spin a 24-hour show. You got Digital Guard, Victim Stoppers TV, Them, Just Them Jokes Comedy, Fodge, Fock and Fock a Joe, Satchel, y'all. Okay, I almost choked myself on that. Saturtoon. I can't get over that. And YizerRadio.com. I was like, what? Oh. See, it's kind of shaded out.
Oh,
so it looked like Joe to me
okay.
when I first looked at it.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix that.
Job.
We got to fix both of them for some reason.
Okay, so those are our announcements. Now, that's crazy. Let me make a public service announcement. I got a comedy show coming up next Friday, Funny First Fridays, that is July the 1st, 2022, at... the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street. And we have Camila Acuña, We got Nate Robinson. We got Scooby. And we got Kiara Lee. All going to be in the building July the 1st, y'all. It's going to be a hot, hot show. We just, we're having a show in Missouri, Overland, Missouri, on July 11th. The Dazzling Divas of Comedy. I got my Dazzling Divas shirt on today. You don't get a Dazzling Diva shirt. You got to be a girl.
I'm talking about the
dance. Oh. Yep, so that's what we got going on. And I'm also going to be doing a karaoke kind of like special. It is for the 317 Bikers on June 27th. They're going to have like a Name That Tune karaoke party with all the bikers. So we're going to be at Just Winging It next Monday. And that's from 7 to midnight. So you can get out and get in early and get out early. Come out and see what it's about. It's going to be my first time doing an event with 317. But, you know, a girl been out networking, working and working and working. So got to keep that money flowing. You know how we get down? Entrepreneurs, that's what we do. Raw for real, always rocking summer gear. Also personalized Crocs and T-shirt deals, bundles if you got like family reunion, you know, birthday parties, all of that. The good stuff, we got that for you. Let me see what else we got going on this month. June is almost over. Yeah, it's taking me 3 weeks to get an oil change. Like, it's so busy. I can't get in to get my oil change until next week. That pretty much sucks for me. Like, it ain't just a fast process no more. You're like, oh, we can't get you into the 28th. I'm like, it's only like the 17th. Like, damn. They want me to go to Jiffy Lube. I ain't doing it. Mm-mm. I'll take mine back to the dealership. Really, French fry oil? That is so petty. As long as the French fries don't start tasting like Jiffy oil, how they smell in there. Why do people that change? Well, I guess it is an odor off of the oil. But they just be looking like they've been working in that same uniform for like 17 years and they ain't never washed it. Why is that? You know why? Because you know what? Most of them moms be like, you ain't putting that oily shit in my washer. Exactly. Well, you got to take it to the laundromat. Put it in the laundromat. Or just... No, just do a wash your load or let the cycle run after your clothes. You know, run it with some kind of cleaner in there that'll clean it out, like a degreaser. You know, put the degreaser in there like it's detergent, right. And let it swish around and wipe it out with a rag. You know, it's ways you could do that. But the mechanic is your thing though. You know, like wiring is your thing. So that's how they know. But listen, man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all and these long fingernails, it's just too much for me. I can't take it. I've been trying not to say nothing, but I got to tell y'all, that shit is not attractive. Cut them long-ass fingernails off. And if you do not work on cars, your fingernails should not represent your... Your fingernails should not represent a mechanic. Like, why are your fingernails so oily and you ain't a mechanic? I don't understand. That is a turn off. And ladies, if you letting somebody stick their fingers between your legs with that look, I guess you ain't going to have no oil leaks. Or you going to have some oil leaking. That's just nasty. Your hands got to be clean. And then you got nails. Oh, God. That's just, I don't know. For me, that's not attractive for a man to have fingernails. I seen a baby at a party. He couldn't have been no more than 5, 6 years old. And he had black fingernail polish on one hand and white fingernail polish on the other hand. I'm like, why this kid got on fingernail polish? He's a boy. You giving these kids the wrong signal. Like, teach them the right way. Like, that is not right. Let them choose decisions on their own.
How young can they be to decide?
First, they need to understand and know what it really is.
Exactly.
The reason why I'm asking that, because they're pushing that in the media now. You know, they actually passed a law in California where they're saying that kids from the age of 12 can decide they want to get a chain, this operation.
But you got to be 18.
To get a tattoo or to join the
what
military.
What they say, you got to be 18 to join the military. Let's start there. And yeah. You got to be 21 to buy liquor.
Yeah, but you can be 12 to decide to change your sex. Is that not some crazy?
That's the craziest. Because at 12, you don't have no idea. You shouldn't even know what that is.
Exactly.
To even want to do it.
Exactly.
First of all, you shouldn't even know what that is.
You should.
Like, that's the difference now. We weren't taught. We were taught boys and girls. Now, there were a few people in our neighborhood that they was probably already built like they should have been that type of person, and they grew into their body. And
right.
It was a butch in the neighborhood. It was a girl that they called, she was a butch, or she was a dyke.
Butch is old school for dyke.
Yeah,
they don't know what butch and dykes are now. They didn't spruce it up now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It was just you will see one person every now and then like that. Whereas to now, the community has flipped to it. Like, I mean, everybody has a right
society
to do what they
do. Society has switched in the media. Yeah. But if you 12, 34 years old, you need to concentrate on school or being a kid.
Exactly. And that's not being a kid. That's what I'm saying. Like, why do y'all even know that exists? But I ain't teaching them how to write their name and add and y'all cursive writing. How you going to write your name? You can't sign no documents. Everything is going to be printed. So that means anybody can forge anything about you. Not that they can't do it now. Shit.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you said that. Speaking of that, the other day I was paying a bill, right? And they said, well, we have this new, instead of you agreeing to it, they got this new voice recognition service. So now when you go pay a bill, instead of giving your social security number and all that stuff or whatever, it just records your voice and it recognizes you. And they ask you, do you want to opt in for that service?
No.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, no, I'm good. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I know we're supposed to move forward, you know, with technology and things like that, but... Well, I ain't even going to say that because it was a way that we were being tracked in. It just wasn't as digitalized.
Right. It's big time now.
Yeah.
Everything's tracked now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even go to sleep without getting tracked.
Right. You say something right now and it'll pop up on your phone. I'm serious. You start talking about some pretzels or something, you go to your phone and it'll be a pretzel advertisement on your phone, something crazy.
I don't got Siri on my phone.
It don't matter.
I think that happened to people with Siri. I don't need her to talk to me.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about buying something. I forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. You remember a couple of weeks ago I sent you that thing for the mixer blender? The slushy machine?
Yeah, the slush machine.
I went on Instagram. Within 20 minutes later, I was seeing advertisements for it on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, they helping you think faster. Thank you for helping you make a quick decision if you want to buy that or not, because you see it coming.
Man.
That's wild, though.
They better, if that's the case, send me some money, Siri or whoever. Instagram. Yeah.
Do a money check. Money, money check. Money, money check. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something that we're not going to be able to get around. And we're supposed to be protected from cyber. When the main people that got our social security numbers is the ones that's doing everything. The ones that's watching, checking, and listening. Yep, so it is what it is. It's life. We're going to make it the best that we can while we can, because what we do have is a little bit of time. You don't know how much time you got. So utilize the time that you have to make a difference. Do something that makes you happy. Make money while you're doing it. And that way, you know, you're soothing your soul and you're getting paid for it. So that's the big ticket, is doing something that you love to do. Make yourself happy, but make money while you're doing it.
I got a comedian question.
A communion question?
Comedian question.
A comedian question. Oh, okay. I didn't know there were comedian answers.
A couple of weeks ago, they brought out the list of the top 5 hip-hop artists, right, or albums. Do you have a top 5 comedians?
Do I have a top 5 comedians?
Like your list, like your favorite, like your top 5. Like, say for instance, like my favorite all time comedian is Dave Chappelle. He's my number 1. Martin Lawrence is my number 2.
I was gonna ask you, was you in a time frame?
Nah, just my all time general. But yeah, Martin's my Chappelle's my number 1. Shit, what's in my dream?
I don't know. You fixed it.
So my number 1 is Dave Chappelle. My number 2 is Martin. My number 3 is Eddie. My number 4 favorite comedian let me think. You know what? I'm going to say Jerry Seinfeld for some crazy reason. That's not my number 4. And my number 5 comedian that I like is, you know what? I never thought Richard Pryor was funny.
Really?
Oh, Cat Williams. Cat's my number 5. But for some reason, a lot of people probably ain't going to like this in the comedy world, but I never thought Richard Pryor was funny stand-up. Maybe because I was young. And didn't understand. Even as an adult, I watched Richard Pryor, and I still don't laugh. But I like his movies, though.
That's funny that you said that, because I was going to say Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Carl Burnett, Adele Givens, and some more.
See that? Ooh, I got a crush on some more. Her and her sister. You know her sister is, right?
No.
Nia Long's her sister.
Really?
Yeah, their sister. I like that list, though. You a mature comedian lover.
That's why I said, are you asking me in a certain era? Because I could still pick 5 in a different era.
Really?
You know, that I would say will be my top 5. But,
yeah, that's a good list, you know? So, yeah, and I wonder, they don't never really ask that question about the top comedians. And the reason why I asked that question because that comedian named, I cannot think of his name now. He came after Dave Chappelle the other day because all of a sudden he come out saying that he's gay. And so since he's gay now he's trying to say that Dave Chappelle ruined his legacy by doing those transgender jokes. But he didn't do nothing wrong. I don't know if you saw that special, but he didn't do nothing wrong with those transgender jokes. They were funny. He wasn't being offensive at all. But that black comedian, now since he's gay, he didn't jump ship and he's going after Dave Chappelle now.
That's just a way to try to come up. Like,
yeah, it is.
That man was doing that before he even knew who you was and
exactly
what you was doing behind closed doors. So how can you blame somebody else for your downfall?
Right.
If you didn't make it doing what you're doing, then maybe you should switch that shit up. Go back to being who you was when you started doing it instead of who you turned into trying to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's just simple.
It is.
Be yourself. Like, in the real world, just be yourself. Like, if you're not being socially accepted for who you became, that's on you. You can't blame nobody for that.
Nah, you can't.
You can't blame nobody for not liking you for what you turned into and not for who you really was, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
And that don't even have to be in a sexuality. situation. That's just you in general, period. You're trying to be somebody else. Now you got problems over here because you're trying to be somebody else. When you was right here being yourself, everything was cool.
Everything was fine. So now all of a sudden, yeah, that's crazy.
Can't blame that. They blame you. You mad at yourself for your decision. Don't be making nobody else to have to suffer for your decision.
That is true. And you know what's so crazy that I've noticed that's new in the comedy world that since I'm new to the comedy world, I didn't really exist. It's a lot of comedian beefs now. Like, comedians are beefing like rappers now.
Well,
what's that all about?
I don't know, because I ain't beefing with nobody.
Right.
And I don't know who's beefing with who, because I ain't got no energy to try to find out.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing in your personal life and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because of something, you made a decision to do something. Now you're mad at somebody else.
Yeah.
Then we just say that shit. Now you mad at some. Now you want to be arguing with somebody else, tying their time up. Mm-hmm. I don't got no time for y'all. I'm sorry.
And like the whole Monique and D.L. Hughley thing, she apologized to him yesterday. But a lot of people saying she apologized because she ended up selling out of court with Netflix. So she got the check. And part of that check might be like, listen.
You got to make a live apology.
Yeah, you got to kiss the ring.
Wow, so really, did you win?
Exactly. You know, it's just amazing. That's like, I just
okay,
never know.
Okay, wait a minute. How did Netflix sue? Was it a Netflix event?
See, it wasn't a Netflix event, but you know.
So how did Netflix get involved?
Well, you remember, I think it was like 2 years ago when Monique was talking about boycott Netflix because they offered her.
Right. Okay. So that had nothing to do with her. Okay. Right. So you ran out of it together. And I'm
okay.
Like, hold on now. Hold on.
Yeah.
How did Netflix get in between AB?
It just so happened
that they done cut her a check.
They cut her a check.
Okay.
They cut out of court.
That had something to do with her personal life.
Yeah. But
so
for some reason. Yeah. The next day, for some reason, she just came out and apologized to D.L. Hughley, too, though.
That makes me curious about. So. Is that because she still possibly do future with Netflix by doing that? Does that cut them ties completely?
Yeah.
And what is Netflix gaining by that?
Well, no, the part that I would like to understand is how can you sue me because you turned down money that I offered you? You get what I'm saying? I don't understand how – that's the part I didn't understand about the lawsuit because she was suing Netflix for discrimination because they offered the white girl, like, say, for instance, like – $3 million. I don't know the exact amount, but they only offer her like $200,000. So she sued Netflix.
Defamation of character.
How's that defamation of character?
Because she's Monique.
And?
She's the queen of comedy.
Who's queen of comedy? She ain't my queen of comedy.
I didn't say she was yours.
Oh. That's what I'm trying to understand as well. Yeah. Like, how do you sue me? That's like me offering you a job. Say, hey, Tyler B, we want you to do this comedy tour. You're gonna get paid $200,000. But then you would say, come back and go, but 6 months ago, you had old girl do a comedy show. You gave her $800,000. I'm taking you to court. What the hell? How you suing me?
It gotta be something else to that.
It had to be, but that's what they claimed the lawsuit was.
Well, then maybe they let's go with the stupidest reason why we could do that instead of putting it out there what really happened.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Well, I guess she got the check.
So her whole attitude changed. Won't he do it?
Yeah, I apologize to everybody. Look, I am so sorry. If you out there listening to Keisha Smith back in kindergarten, I am so sorry for stealing your apple juice. I promise you I'm so sorry. Check out my comedy show, Monique O'Neill.
Coming in 2024.
2024, right. Who knows, man? Who knows?
It's just so much iffy around everything. Like, there is nothing that is not scandalous.
Right.
That is crazy. It's nothing that is not scandalous. Not saying that that was a scam, but a scandal.
A scandal.
A scandal. Oh, my goodness. But you got to be in a position to be able to protect yourself if somebody come for you like that, though.
I don't remember that being so dark.
It wasn't the way the light was positioned, maybe?
Maybe so. That was episode 6. Oh, we're on episode 21.
Yes.
Damn.
That was 15 episodes ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. Wow.
Why have we changed? Look at the beginning.
The then and now, right. See, we can see progression. Right.
Right in front of our face.
Right in front of our face and seeing our progression. Exactly. So I was watching the new Martin. You know Martin, the TV show Martin? They're back out on BET.
You was watching the new old Martin, or no, they have a new
They got
series
a new series of
Martin.
Martin.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
And it's not what it is them sitting around talking, showing clips of the show, and they're kind of like reminiscing of what was going on when they did the show, right? And I was watching. I was like, I didn't know it's been 25 years, something like that.
My son was
1992. Dang, that's crazy. I used to watch Martin every Thursday. I couldn't wait to watch Martin.
Couldn't wait to watch Martin.
That shit used to be so damn funny.
It was all we had for that. See, like back in our day, we had Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Good Times, the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
And Martin probably was one of the only black.
Right, it was. That and the Living Color
that was in the 90s too, though.
Yeah, it came out before Martin. And when Martin came out, Martin was like our only sitcom.
Yeah.
That was our only sitcom, when I think about it. Because they started making them stupid sitcoms.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, yeah. Yeah.
And it's probably the only
those are probably. Have you seen the new Bel-Air?
Yeah, I watched the first few episodes.
Do you like it?
I haven't watched the whole thing to tell you that. So
really?
I would really, if I went back to watch it, I would go back and start over.
Really?
Yeah, because it's been that long since I actually watched the first three episodes. And that they were free. When I went to watch it the fourth time, it wasn't free.
Oh, come on, man.
So now I got to find out where it's
free. Pay that $4.99, whatever.
Okay, when I find it for free, I'll watch it from beginning.
Oh, my goodness. It's actually pretty good, though. I like it. I like how they switched it to a drama.
I like the first three episodes was cool, but I would like to see how those characters played out.
Mm.
You know, they really was.
Well, I'm not going to spoil. I ain't going to tell you.
Yeah, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. Give you something to watch.
Don't tell me, Judge. Let me see for myself. Take my time and watch it.
There you go.
for $4.99.
Can we talk about last Tuesday night, the after part of the Title B radio show?
after the after party.
I want to ask you this again. How do we always end up at White Castle?
And we ate chicken wings.
That's
and
right.
We had skin. So why was we at White Castle?
Why was we at White Castle?
Stupid shit.
Right. And I always wake up that Wednesday morning with the White Castle because I don't even like White Castle.
I don't even know why he encourages me to go to White Castle if he don't even like White Castle. I don't even know why I was eating White Castle because I ate chicken wings and potato skins. So I didn't even need no White Castle. That was the stupidest shit ever.
And I never remember being at White Castle on a ride home for some reason. That's how we'd be lit.
We made it.
Right. We'd be lit.
We made it.
So. Yeah, we always make it, but I don't. and it's so crazy. Never make it to my appointments.
I'll never be the reason why they ain't make it to no meeting on Wednesday.
Let that be the reason.
No, sir.
So I'm going to stop scheduling stuff on Wednesday.
Now, this is the thing, though. He could have drove his own car. And when he got ready, I'm going to have with you.
Yeah. But I don't be really. I like 3 and 4. With it.
No problem getting up and finding out that you went to White Castle when you got up.
And got a whole bunch of White Castle that I didn't eat.
Well, my shit was in the trash, so apparently I ate what I bought.
Yeah, apparently you did.
I don't know why I ate it, because I just ate chicken wings and potato skins. But not even an hour before we left the club.
But then the crazy part, then we ended up talking on the phone for another hour and a half.
Right. My mother was like, why was you and Jazz in there arguing last night? I said, me and Jazz wasn't arguing.
Really?
She's like, why was you and Jazz in there arguing last night? I said, that was not me and Jazz. That was me and Dwayne from the radio station.
Oh, that is too funny.
She's so busy ear hustling.
That's hilarious.
I thought you and Jazz was in there arguing. Probably because she never heard nobody else say nothing. It was just me doing all the talking.
Right, okay. There you go. Exactly. That's just the nigger I've been with for the past 4.5 hours. And then we called each other again to yell at each other some more.
More stupid shit. Don't use, like, I'm talking to you till you get home.
Right. And then you got in the house and still was talking.
Made it safely. Yeah. I ain't fooling you tonight, Dwayne. Okay, y'all. So once again, Funny First Friday is coming up July the 1st, featuring comedians Camila Aquella, Nate Robinson, Scooby, and Kiera Lee. It's at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street, Suite 790, in Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229. You can get advanced tickets right now, $10. $15 a day up or at the door. All right, y'all. So go on and get your ticket. Go on and come and check out this great lineup. Kiera had a show tonight. That's why she couldn't. I think her and Nate both was in a show tonight. That's why they couldn't come to the radio station. So knock on dead, y'all. Just seeing this message. And let me reply to Scooby, y'all, because he's a truck driver, and he was trying to make it to the show, so he trying to see if he got time to make it. So I'm just now seeing the text message. So, you know, I like to respond. If he can, he can. If he can't, he'll be here next Tuesday for show, right before the show. So we going to Overland, Missouri on July the 11th, the Dazzling Divas of Comedy from Indianapolis. Myself, Tana B, Wynette, Little Stephanie, and Miss Poovy, y'all. We on the roll. We got a van available if anybody is interested in going to the show. It's $50, and that's for your transportation and your entry into the show. If you like to ride with us to the show and give some support from Indy, $50. You can get you a seat in the van with us. You can call me, 317-698-2969. Actually, text me what you're calling me about and who you are if I don't already have you locked in. Or you can email me at tanab317@gmail.com. I got a new page. It's called Tana B's Karaoke. So please make sure you follow me, Tana B's Karaoke, on Instagram. We're going to post pictures and videos of attendees and singers and rappers, whatever it is you guys are doing. Y'all know we love y'all. We outside 5 days a week. So this is the only one place I can advertise everything I do all week. So let's start off with Sunday. Tana B's Karaoke is at Northside, 7526 North Shaylin Avenue, from 9 to 1 p.m. with Jaslyn B. I will be at No Haters Motorcycle Club, 3027 Elmira, which is on the west side, off of West 30th Street, from 8 to 12. Monday night, we're at Lava in Broad Ripple from 8 to 12, me and Jaslyn B., or one or the other, depending on how our schedules roll. Wednesday night, I'll be at Northside once again from 9 to 1. Thursday, and also Jazz will be nowhere. We're in negotiations for another spot. But on Fridays, you can catch Jazz at the Mad Griddle off of 10th Street, 10th and Sherman Drive. And it's family-oriented, so you want to take your kids with you, your mom, your dad, grandparents, whoever loves to hear music and sing, you could take your family with you to karaoke on Friday at the Mad Griddle from 7 to 10. That's right, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Mad Griddle. Let's see what else we got going on. I got a show in Missouri I told y'all about. I'm also going to be working for with 317, the motorcycle club, at Just Winging It on Monday, June 27th. That's this Monday coming. From 7 to 12, they're going to do a karaoke, Name That Tune,
bike party. Ooh, that sounds so much fun. Let's see, the bike party. I'm going to give y'all some details on exactly everything that they're going to have. One, I got to pull this up. You know I'll be having my phone on overload. O-V-E-R-L-O-A-D. Yes. And then I want to give a special shout-out while I'm looking for this to Naptown Chris, always showing up. When I tell you this, my homeboy shows up. He shows out. He always doing his T.I. shit. Killing their ass. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's called Name That Tune and Karaoke Night. And that is going to be at Wingin' It Bar and Grill, 7834 Michigan Road, from 7 to 12. And that's going to be hosted by 317 Riders. Yes, y'all. We have motorcycles from Atlanta, and I don't know where all else, but it was a lot of people there. I didn't even get to see everybody because I was in the back bartending, but it was a nice party. Then it rolled over in. They had a meet and greet on Friday, which I had to work, so I couldn't attend a meet and greet on Friday. But then Saturday, they had an all-black party. And then on Sunday, they had a Juneteenth party at their house. Tasha and Diva, shouts out to them for being amazing hosts. Made sure everybody had what they need the whole time, even though it was hot outside. They kept us cool. They kept us fed. They kept us drinking. So it was all good. Jazz was the bartender. Shout out to Jazz, bartender. So, yeah, you know, it was a good weekend. Juneteenth. My first Juneteenth outing. And I definitely got to give me some Juneteenth gear for next year. So I can go to some Juneteenth celebrations and be festive, you know, be dressed like everybody else. I was thinking of working hot and trying to be cool. Probably could have found me some cool stuff if I had a look sooner, but I didn't give myself enough time. But that's okay. We're going to come back again next year, and it's going to be even better, of course, because now I really know how it goes down. Yeah, because it goes down. All right, so we're going to take our last. Excuse me, y'all. I did hookah yesterday. We're going to take our last break of the night, and then we're going to come right back to you and talk about some more things going on around here, city, out of state. If I know where it's at, I'm going to tell you where to go. How about that? We're going to keep it cordial like that. Okay, so I'm going to introduce y'all. I introduced y'all to Pokey Bear earlier, and I'm going to let y'all hear another one of his songs that I like. So here we go.
Hell,
you
again. Man, she been blowing my phone up all day, player. You heard me?
I got you.
Damn. I'm going to have to figure out something.
You
got to give her what she wants, you feel me? Lord knows. Lord knows it's good. You heard me?
Can do nothing but respect. Ooh, girl, it's the best, yeah. I'm on my way over. Seen your picture on Snapchat. I want to see you naked. Right before I lick it. She said, Pokey, I swear, your loving, I miss it. Oh, yeah.
I got a woman on the other side of town, said she needs me.
Oh, yeah.
She said, you want to get naked. She said, you want to get naked. I got a woman on the other side of town, said she needs me.
She said you wanna get naked. She said you wanna get naked.
And I was sitting at the crib
when your boy got a very strange call. Feel very strange call. It was a pretty little lady that I knew from the other side of town. From the other side of town, y'all.
She started feeling me a fantasy of how she wanted us to get down.
How she wanted us to get down.
And when she wanted me to put it, said you want to cop for a bad.
Yeah, yeah. I got a girl on the other side of town. Say you wanna dance,
how she wanna dance,
how
Step and roll. Don't you lose control. me what you can. Show me what you can. Show me what you can. Show me what you can. I'm the only one. Oh, 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 to be dancing with you. Come and dance with me. Come on. Come and dance. I'm so
all right, so we back. We back live. We back live with a special guest in the building. I got Miss Camila Okoya in the building. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey. I'm winning. I'm okay. Winning. All right, first we got to get this out the way.
Okay.
Okay, while he's in adjust mode, Camila is our comedian that's going to be on our July 1st show. So shout out to Camila. You got your shots, huh? Well, hell yeah. All right, shouts out to us.
Welcome,
okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Woo! Okay. So I had to do some official checking, y'all, because, you know, I like to give my shouts out to everybody. And I'm just verifying if it's, if we got till tomorrow for the cancers to kick in. They start tomorrow?
Yeah, they start tomorrow.
Okay, so I want to make sure I only keep saying no Gemini shit.
Hey, Gemini,
I know,
the best.
I know, I like you, I like you, I like you.
Our season is long.
And then, so it's so crazy because, yep, June 21st is official. All right. All right, so I want to give you a special shout-out because she came to karaoke's last Sunday to pick her tickets and flyers up, and she sung a song with me.
And didn't know what to do.
And killed it. I said, okay, okay, okay. That's what we're doing. I like that.
That's why I said, thank God for Tonya because she know I needed some help.
I said, hey. I'm here, like, people be asking me to help them sometime, and I be like, I honestly don't know that song. So I don't know how the ad-libs and stuff is supposed to go if I ain't never heard this song before in my life. Like, I had some people sing some stuff last night. I was like, I ain't never heard. And I'm talking about they had everybody in the crowd doing like this. I said, okay, I'm behind.
Girl, I didn't know she was singing all of that. I start mumbling. I made up my own words.
That's all you have to do because they can't read it. Some of them can't read that fast, so they don't know. They singing their own words because they in their car when they hear it.
Yeah,
so they singing their own shit anyway.
I thought I should have sung my own version.
We should have played you the instrumental part. Let you just sing from there. Yeah, but that's cool. I appreciate you staying singing. She's like, I'm going to hang out with y'all for a little while. I'm like, okay. And she was like, what can I sing? I said, oh, you going to sing too?
I didn't know you did all of that.
Yeah.
You tight.
I stay on the move, baby.
I said, I'm going to have to go come and redeem myself. I'm going to sing an old school song. I don't care what nobody sings.
Yeah, I'm there on Wednesday. That was Wednesday night. I'm there on Wednesday night. I'm at No Haters on Sunday. My daughter is at Northside.
I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to slide through.
Yeah, I'll be there every Wednesday.
I'm going to redeem myself. I'm going to sing me an old Monica song.
Okay, yeah, well, come on. I got someone already in the queue.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in the queue. Are you excited about the show coming up?
I am.
Good.
I'm excited and nervous.
Excited and nervous.
And, you know, you're the first show that give me 10 to 15 minutes. So all my comedy shows, I have like 3, 4, maybe 5 minutes.
They ain't trusting you going to do what you're supposed to do.
You know, I'm always open to ask. I said, hope I'm not first on your show. I'm always first. I'm always
come,
first.
You got to come out and give you a female.
It's fine. I'm used to being first. But I never had that much time. So I'm feeling comfortable about that because
right.
I can elaborate more and, you know, give a visual
right
versus 2 to 3 minutes. You got to come with them punch lines.
And
you gotta
come real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're not, I say 10 to 15 because you got to have enough time to relax and get into
your
flow. Now, if you feel at 7, you done did your thing, they laughing like they laughing their ass, I walk off stage.
Yeah.
I always tell people to leave with a laugh. Because if they cracking the fuck up and you don't come back and make them laugh again.
Yeah, you done, ain't you?
Yeah, so just walk on up that motherfucker.
Yeah,
if you have 4 minutes and your motherfucking ass got them crying, leave their ass for crying.
That's what I tell people. That makes sense.
That's just some advice from me, you know. Just like, leave with a laugh. That's
okay.
My motto, leave with a laugh. Motherfuckers laughing, you got them.
That's good advice.
So, what you,
I feel like I'm in good hands. I feel like my environment is gonna be laid back, encouraging. You know,
it's all about
the environment.
Yeah,
as well.
You gotta tend to who the people are that's in the audience. You gotta feel the vibe when you walk in. Like I try to stay positive energy because I want people to be positive
and you
energy
do.
Around.
Because I never hung around a lot of women in my life because you know they.
Mm-hmm.
You know their attitude.
Yeah.
Not downing anybody, but
right,
you know
everybody
it's a chemistry
when you get
thing.
Too many, yeah, if
yeah.
the chemistry don't match somebody,
yeah.
it just don't match.
Do the bomb.
Oh, what well, thank
I
you.
I always feel comfortable with you, and you know, and
give
then
me a
you
round
just,
of applause. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like people, and I want people to have a good time and enjoy life.
Yeah, and I got that vibe, so I'm cool, but I'm kind of a comedian that's hard on myself. You know, I'm like,
well, you always your
be
best
funny.
Critic, and don't
yeah.
take that. Don't criticize yourself on being your worst critic.
Okay.
Because who gonna get you together besides you?
Right.
Who gonna check you, boo?
Right. Who gonna check me?
I wish a motherfucker would.
So you know, like Yeah.
Like in your everyday strive, whatever you get up to do that day, do it. If you don't do it, that was your decision not to do it.
Yeah.
So,
I just thank you for giving me back my passion, you know, something that I really want to do.
Okay.
So, to be asked to do a show, yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
Thank
you. We're here for opportunity.
Yeah.
We want to grow. We want to have new people. We want everybody to get a chance.
Yeah.
And you feel like it ain't for you. It ain't for you.
Right. But I want everybody to attend because I just got a deep gut feeling that this first show that you launching is gonna be the show.
This is take
you further.
This
you know?
Is number 7 for the year.
Okay.
I have one every first Friday.
Okay, so
month.
You so we number 7.
Yeah, this is the 7th show of the year.
On the 1st of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's every first Friday, and it just
so
happened
to started
the
in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually my 5th show.
Was it at the same location? Has it been at the same location? Okay.
No, 5 different names, 5 different, shit, maybe 5 different decades.
Yeah,
you just got a lot of creativity, huh?
A lot of shit going on around these parts, huh?
Right.
Damn, I didn't even look at it like that. Okay, well, yeah. I've been in comedy for a while, and I like it because I can be myself, and I'm at my own pace. I'm not trying to overstep nobody's boundaries. I'm not trying to outdo nobody. I'm just doing myself.
Yeah.
And what makes me feel happy. And I was talking about that earlier, right? When I said, do what makes you feel happy. And if it makes you money, that all makes sense.
That's the truth.
Like, whatever, like, decision that you make to be or who you decide or what kind of career path, if it makes you happy, make money doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know no other way to be.
That makes sense. Hell, dollars and cents.
That's right. Remote back. But I thank you for coming out because you rushed from getting off work and you made it. I thank you for stopping in last week and like I'm staying. I'm gonna do some karaoke, get your drink, turn up, let's do this shit because this is what we do. It's just been an amazing ride and I just like I said, it could be a bigger stepping stone for yourself. Never know who might see this and
girl, that's why I was rushing. I had to brush my teeth. I said, I don't want to smell like that fish sandwich I ate. I'm in there washing up real quick. I'm in the car dabbing like I was the preacher with that rag. Put that air on high. And I'm here. Look,
thank
I'm
you.
Here.
Thank you for coming and making it safely. No
yeah.
tickets, no injuries,
no
accidents, no none of that. So, I mean, What? I know you be on the road a lot too. So, are you a semi-truck driver?
I'm a semi-truck driver.
Okay, yeah.
I just had to fuss somebody out because...
A female truck driver. Watch out, motherfucker.
We rule that road, you know.
Titties coming through.
I had a man in a truck. He stopped. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, no, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm big. He said, oh, so you got the big truck? Yeah, you trying to get... around me from behind me. You know,
stay back there.
You can't beat these 8 wheels in the back. I'm taking up 2 lanes.
Okay. Stay over
there. We rule the road. But yeah, I've been a truck driver for 4 years and it was a good decision. I just had a baby, so I'm local and it's killing me. But you know, I think I'm gonna change my career again.
But do you like long hauls, or you like doing the short hauls?
Yeah, I love long hauls. You know, I was surprised with this baby, but I kept her.
Right.
But I miss it. It kind of depressed me sometimes because my money got poquito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got
the big bucks, but I wouldn't trade her for nothing.
Right. You gave a blessing to yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm
probably going to change my career. I always do manly activities for some reason.
They make more money than we make.
You know, and it's like women, we're capable of doing those jobs now, so I don't have a problem doing
it. And we
got
the opportunity to do them, so.
Yeah, and we have the drive.
And what you think your next step's going to be? She won't keep it a secret.
No,
you ain't got to tell
her. I don't have to keep it a secret. I want to do car tinting, have me a car detail. And maybe rap cars, you know, those things are, that thing is coming up.
That is, because a lot of people are doing that, advertising their business, reinvesting in, like, something you already got. But I got a question about this. So what if you're buying a car and you get it tinted and then it get repossessed?
You just lost your goddamn money. You better hope for next tax season. Try again, motherfucker. Just tending somebody else's.
Okay,
that's
and rapping.
You know, that
ain't funny, but
it is
funny
because you know you gotta laugh at the.
Because I see a lot of people with their cars tending with their personal businesses on it, and I'm actually like, are you an actual car owner or you are buying the car?
Right.
And then I'm thinking, hey, I'm going all the way into the lease now, so your agreement say that you could do any kind of exterior.
They love that though. Some car people.
But they ain't gonna want that car back advertising to some business. They ain't gonna
so that's kind of like the wrapping. It's decal wrapping.
So you could take that right off. Oh,
and it don't damage your paint or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's good to know. See, I didn't know that. See, so you've been doing your studies is what you're telling me.
I build cars for Tesla. So I kind of know how to assemble a whole vehicle.
That's what Can you put my car back together? It's been in my driveway for a year.
I could try. We could go to the auto parts store.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, Dwayne. I got an auto mechanic sister. We was just talking about auto mechanics.
I was talking about him.
Uh-huh.
Well, my child's father, he's a mechanic, so.
So if we see him with a dirty uniform on and some dirt under his nails, he really earns his pay, didn't he?
Yeah, but he don't like the dirt. He wears the rubber gloves all the time.
Okay.
You got to go get him a box of.
This is the thing that we're talking about now. That I was talking about earlier. I said, how is it that these men be having these long fingernails?
I hate that.
And then they be long looking like they mechanics and they not even mechanics.
That screams bacteria vaginosis.
Exactly. So I was like, what did I say? Ladies, how can you let a man put his hand between your legs with that?
Not with them. Them and try to make you snap all the mugs off. Open this pet
like bacteria vaginosis. I just said the same thing earlier. Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny. Two different signs. She's a Gemini, I'm an Aries.
My sister was a Gemini. Her birthday was Saturday.
I think we clicked up tight.
Yeah.
I never had a problem with an Aries.
I don't have a problem with anybody. I don't care what sign they are.
I'm not
even. You're just an asshole. Yeah. And I'll either accept you or I won't.
Yeah. I have a good side and a bad side.
I mean, I think everybody has it. Yeah. It's just certain things that make people show their other side.
Yeah.
Right. And then some people show their shit quicker.
Yeah.
Some people hold off.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, everybody different. So, yeah.
I'm non-confrontational. You know, I don't like all that argue, bickering. And I'm more of I'll let you have it, and I'll just go on my way.
About your business. Yeah. But then if you keep on coming back talking about it, now we got problems. Because I told you to let it go.
Yeah.
I said let it go, let it go. Hey, if I said let it go, let it go. I'm okay, I'm cool. I'm cool, for real. Trust me, I'm cool. Okay, now I ain't cool. See, you don't even have to do all that. I was just talking about, I swear to God, why is this just like deja vu? I had just said earlier, people need to calm down and do more talking and less yelling, because as long as everybody's yelling, nobody's going to hear each other.
Right.
Problem's not going to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could turn into something deadly. I just promised to God, I just said this in the first half of the show, and it all fell right back
I'm going to have to try to make it to a show. I might have to call off one day. Y'all be getting deep. I need to be here at 7 o'clock.
Well, we just starting in the next couple of weeks. We're inviting to have a live audience.
Okay.
So we have an area that we're going to set up, and everybody can sit out there and have snacks and drinks and things while they're watching the actual show, and then they can talk or ask questions. Or it's going to be tight. Something that we're just trying to expand to get more people to see what we're doing and get them involved and get us some sponsorships.
I hope that works out.
He's over there thinking right now. Like, he probably got 17 more ideas right now, trying to figure out how to put them all in his phone before his phone cut off, because his phone probably about to die. That shit right there. And if he ain't even looked up, I know he's really fucking working. Plus, he's listening to us.
Okay.
And he working. So he is. He's confident, and he's stuck on what he's doing. So I trust you, Dwayne.
Y'all good team.
He said, "Huh?" Like he was on the bus. I know.
He was working.
I know. Going back to work. I ain't mean to disturb you.
You could just give me a little. Don't fill that up to that.
We was just seeing if you was okay over there. Seeing your head down. Working.
Teamwork.
Make the dream work.
Okay.
That's how we get down around here. We like to, like I said, there's other shows that Yizer offer. They got a 24-hour DJ line. We got the Them Just Jokes. Got the Comedy Channel. We got Snap and Peppy and Snap. Controversy. Culture King.
I love y'all setup.
Where is Marcus at? He probably out of town somewhere. Marcus be ditching us for different states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how to get in his suitcase.
We're
going to wrap his car so he could be advertising while he out on the road and shit.
That's hot shit.
And my son is just started his own detailing business.
Okay. That's good, because people cars be nasty.
See, his dad had a detailing business. That's nasty.
Uh-uh.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Roaches in the car.
Have you seen the roaches in the vehicle? And he was sucking them up with the shop vac. And I said, that's some nasty shit.
That means you was some damn body.
It came out they book bags and purses. Then
it
they
came
seen them
from
hot
them.
Cheetos.
Okay.
Laffy Taffy.
They start fucking. They got happy and had a whole bunch of motherfucking kids.
Yeah, they was saying, right. They said, this is home.
All we do is ride around all day. Get shit, most shit dumped on them. We eating good.
They eating good and traveling.
They eating French fries.
Traveling roaches. We got the traveling roaches.
We eating French fries, motherfucking hot Cheetos
for days, cause you know
drinking Pepsi
out the baby bottle.
Okay,
the Pepsi in the baby bottle.
Oh, or Budweiser. Them Jay was drunk fucking. They done got in a bottle of beer.
Making them babies.
Car full of motherfucking shit. That is, now that's nasty.
Yeah, but I'm proud of him because, you know, I'm glad that it's more black business owners.
Mm-hmm. We all about entrepreneurship at my address. If somebody
that's
making some money some kind of way, doing something.
And then
we
know, customizing cars is always going to be around. Y'all customize Crocs.
My daughter customizing Crocs. We make T-shirts, logos. We do flyers. We got T-shirts. We got DJs. We got KDJs. We got rappers. Cheese dip makers.
Cheese dip makers.
Meatball makers.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Okay.
Oh, we selling there. We'll sell a motherfucker in that motherfucker if you want to bound.
Okay.
You be like, you want the, how much for that nigga in the corner? Shit, what you got?
Okay.
Oh, I got a trap house.
Girl, you going to make me spit out this bitch.
I got a real trap house.
They cook and
clean
and watch
them
kids.
Okay, we doing all that shit. I'm braiding hair. I get my hair braided at the crib.
Okay.
I can braid my granddaughter's hair.
Okay, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Everything
I got the trap house. We making cookies with THC.
Oh, that's tight.
You know, motherfucking tripping. And I didn't even think about it like that until right this minute.
So we sell everything.
We know. That's crazy. I'm even trying to sell my patio out for a party if y'all know anybody who want to have a party in the backyard.
That's good.
Okay. This is my thing. I got a fucking squirrel that keeps chewing my lights up.
What?
Yes, I'm going to fuck that motherfucker.
Well,
I told Dwayne.
You might have to put something in the nuts.
I told Dwayne earlier, I'm going to give me a BB gun. I'm going to start shooting their ass. He's talking about, don't be cruel to animals. I said, the motherfuckers is being cruel to my pocket.
Right.
I just put them lights up there, and I had to swap four rows out. You playing too much. I got too much invested in my backyard.
And why are you chewing light bulbs?
No, he's chewing the wire apart.
Oh, no, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know something
I wish I had known I flipped that motherfucking switch and let him...
Look, he on something anyway. I mean, he and somebody mad as a cat.
Them is just jokes.
No animal was harmed in these jokes.
Yeah, don't try this at home.
Uh-uh. That's a bold school.
No, but real talk. He's getting on my damn nerves. Whatever it is out there. It got to be. It got to be that. I haven't seen no raccoons. I don't think a cat would do that. Chew up some wires.
Or
no.
They hanging.
Yeah, I have them going through the
that's
trees.
Girl.
Yeah, my shit was tight at night.
The squirrel is
I'm gonna find
light.
This picture and show you how my backyard look at night.
Uh-huh.
Real sexy. Like nice little light flow.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's chewing your
this
wife.
Motherfucker fucking up the program.
Why? What?
I'm glad I didn't try to take nobody back there and flip the switch and did none of that shit come on. That would have been embarrassing.
Did you pay your bill?
Now that would have been fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking shit like, yo, come on over to my place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know,
don't do it in
let's
a
sit under
line.
The gazebo and light the fire. You know, have some drinks. You know.
Yeah.
Listen to the wind blow.
Dead. Everything dead.
Ain't nothing on in this motherfucker. Yeah, that's a whole damn problem. I'm so glad I could try to fix that before that happened.
Yeah.
I'm on my shit.
Right.
I was in Lowe's for 2 hours today.
So he just did this.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
man.
See, I went out there Saturday because I seen where a roll had fell. So I went out there, unhooked the old one, put it in the trash. So I knew I had to get one more because I just did that same one.
So he knocking the rolls down and chewing your wires.
So he had did that one. So I took that one apart,
threw that away. I don't. That's the second time replacing it. I was getting ready to replace that. Then the next, I didn't make it to the store. So yesterday, my mama said, "Your light is down." I said, "I know. I took the old one off." She said, "No, the one over here." I said, "What?" And it was two of them. He done severed two different lines.
I made a laugh at you, but damn.
Oh, man,
you,
I was like.
Messing up the church's money.
Money, big opportunity.
Well, yeah, you. He running your patio, ain't he? Like, he done moved in.
You out of pocket, bro. Got to go. I told Dwayne, I'm getting me a pellet gun or something. Yeah. I'm going to start shooting at these motherfuckers.
Maybe put some melatonin and some.
See, I was trying to think of what could I put on the wires
or something.
But I don't know. I'm just going
to. So when he go to sleep, pick them up and throw them in somebody else's yard or something. I don't know.
I only got one neighbor. He would know it was me. He's like, that bitch keep throwing dead animals up there. And I be riding past him like this. Nah, he fucking with him. He's cool. He ain't called the police on here or nothing, so we
okay,
cool.
Yeah, you right.
We the only two on that side of the block. The other people across the street. Now, them motherfuckers, I might throw an animal over here.
Right.
But, yeah, he cool. I mean, we ain't had no problem. I done seen him peeking out the window a couple nights while we done sitting out there chilling with the music flowing and shit. He come out there and get in his hot tub. I'd be like, on the switch?
Right, he got a hot tub.
Yeah.
Huh?
I ordered me an inflatable one last year,
and
that motherfucker ain't never showed up.
It didn't.
That motherfucker's played.
Back order. Maybe.
That motherfucker is on somebody's back. That motherfucker on somebody's back order. With some water in it right now.
Stay in there.
Motherfucker.
Man, thanks, Tony B.
Yeah, I'm like, this is stupid. I paid that motherfucker in full and never got it.
Oh, man.
Dwayne, it looks smoky out there. What's going on? It looks smoky than the motherfucker out there. And this is non-smoking down here. So I know something ain't right. Okay, how long did you stay last week? No, I came and got you, didn't I? Okay. I'm checking your tracks, bro.
Right. June prize.
We went up there and had some shots. But I had to go. I had somebody waiting on me. Yeah. She was stranded at her grandma's house. We went downtown. Mistake.
After party.
We had an after party.
So your other show's been doing good. I need to try to see where I could tune in to see them.
Yeah. I only have, two shows on air here? For the Funny First Friday?
Yeah, one that's up there now. The second one, we got to get some support. So, but you can see the Funny First Friday shows on that channel, them just show on Friday. It's on all day on Friday.
And you say I just download that?
Yeah, you just go to the website, guys.tv.com.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you to taken care of for you, Lee. All so right.
So the comedy show on this channel, because we got 14 TV channels.
Yeah,
so
I heard.
This is a comedy channel, so her other show, Funny First Friday, is on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I always got a nice laugh. Look, we live over here, but it's a delay.
I see, but
we outside,
nice.
Bitch.
Okay, we outside.
Okay.
That's for the radio.
Okay.
So we have radio and
TV. I appreciate y'all for this information.
Yeah, so we like to invite people out. Like I said, we starting something new, trying to get entrepreneurs, small businesses that are out here trying to help advertise their business to let them see what we got going on. So we're inviting them to come. See the show live, and possibly. Did you cut that on?
Expanding.
Did you cut that air freshener on? You sure, Dwayne?
I promise you. It's not on. It ain't gonna smoke up outside.
No, I smelled that.
All because I opened up the door.
I had to watch it. I know. I smelled a different smell that ain't been in here all night. And it
like
seemed like to burn that little oil thing over there.
It burns your eyes and your
everything.
Yes.
They thought I was crazy. They thought I was tripping.
No.
But I had bronchitis. Certain smells, it just
and you know what
me
do
up.
Me that like that? Game detergent.
Because it's strong.
It's so strong.
It's strong, but guess
I promise
what?
You,
it's only strong when you pour it. When you put your clothes on, you don't smell that shit.
No, I could smell it in people's clothes.
Well, they just probably putting a whole bottle in there because I done tried that shit.
You need to
and it don't.
It.
You smell like you can smell it, but when you put your clothes on, you don't. I don't.
I be smelling it when people, maybe they don't rinse their clothes good or something like
probably
that.
Is.
Maybe they're washing them by hand and
not getting that water squirt.
Barely squeezing them. Maybe that's what goes on.
I don't know. Or are they just putting too much in
there?
Yeah,
because it messes me
up. It does, yeah.
I mean, my eyes start burning. Like, instantly I can say, do you use Gain? And they say, yeah. And
you
they
don't
just,
know. See, they thought I was crazy.
No.
I only had it on one. Mm-hmm. I said, have it on zero.
Right.
One is killing me.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the fellas was all in here Monday night. You know,
it smelled like a locker room.
It smelled like a locker room.
Somebody in their hoochie daddy short.
Got shows and
got
all the mother heartaches in here,
kind of
smell like them lockers.
I know. It can get atrocious with some.
Yeah, two or three niggas went at the wrong deodorant on. We'll get you in that mood.
Maybe no deodorant.
Hey, I seen somebody post and said, this is not the summer for organic deodorant.
What?
Organic deodorant.
Right. You ain't smelling. You ain't using nothing.
You acting like you putting this on. No.
Cherries and berries.
I just seen somebody post yesterday. It said, this is not the summer for organic deodorant.
It's not.
I was on my show Sunday night, and I was talking about dating a female trying to be all natural, like dirt.
That's because where everything is grown from.
Right.
Some lemons, at least.
See.
She needs some citric acid.
A mixture. How do you...
Chocolate.
No. No, don't say it. She smells like charcoal.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
You dating bitches with scarves on. They got no hair.
They sweat.
They had no hair. They had no hair.
Yeah.
They ain't had their hair done in about 13 years.
They got the hair under them armpits. And that vajayjay.
Look, they gotta walk like
this. That's straight
hosting. Ooh, that is nasty,
that's
Dwayne.
Like
where are you shopping for these women at?
Everywhere.
They braiding and putting beads on their shit.
They like, baby.
They get dressed up with the
like
braids and
it,
beads.
Make it
that's some beads clicking.
Is it? Okay. Oh, it's a single food and then it's a family food.
How the cart is the cart full? Cause my cart be thin as hell. Cause I'm paying cash.
Right. Ain't no stamps
but
over
I'm
here.
But I'm single as fuck.
But she got kids. So you gonna see the baby food? You gonna be turned off?
That time y'all on, don't it?
It's the end of the month. We're going to eat good on the first.
Yeah. That guy, she pulling 2 to 3 cars.
Yeah. With a train behind
her.
I'm like, come on. They be asleep by 10 o'clock. They be full. Hey, the first through the eighth, them motherfuckers go to bed early because they fooled in the motherfuckers. The ninth through the 22nd, them motherfuckers is live wire.
Unless you
ain't
sell
nothing
them
but
them
snacks.
You know, you got some bitches that sell them food stamps. So kids hungry as fuck.
Pay attention to the grocery cart.
Okay.
I get Club Meyer every week.
Club Meyer.
Club Meyer.
I love shopping at Meyer's.
Meyer
because
it
everybody thinks it's so expensive that they won't go there. So, you know, when I go to Meyer's,
really, it's not that expensive.
It's not, but everything is on the shelves.
Well,
that's
yeah.
why I like that. Versus Walmart, y'all can have Walmart. Y'all can have it. Them for the ratchets.
Them for the food stamp
yeah,
holders.
Yeah, unless you feel like fighting against the frustration, I say keep your ass from mine.
Well, why we was just talking about how people will be avoiding Walmart, though, so they don't have to be turned up with nobody.
Mess with Walmart.
This was yesterday. This was Sunday. So, Tasha, one of the hosts from the Executive Writers Weekend was saying she hates and she dreads going to Walmart. And she said, and I had to go yesterday to get the stuff, you know, for the party. She said some African done ran her legs over, getting back into it. And she said, hold on, do you want to stop and start all over again?
Ooh-wee. That's the worst. That's the worst thing you could do to somebody,
oh
though, is run
goodness.
Over the back of their head.
Why are
you
that
ready
close
to
me, though?
You be ready to give them that forearm.
What happens to 6 foot social distance?
You're trying to be funny now. You know, when your kids do it, you let it go. But a whole
right.
grown
ass motherfucker, you being funny.
You,
now you about to get dealt
you
with.
You about to get this
You about
whole,
to get swung over to the meat department.
You about the Lion King going to come out my ass. You hear me?
Swung to the meat
you
department.
You hear me? Slap
and
with
when
a turkey
when you wake
leg.
Up, I'm going to make you remember why you in the meat department because you ain't going to know why you in the meat department. And your carton kids
like
is on
aisle 8. Bro, that feel like death. Shoot, that feel like your life is ending.
Hey, your carton kids is on aisle 8 and you in the meat department. Laid across the ribs.
I don't eat meat. Only goat.
You need something on your eye right now.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. All right, it's 8:56.
Okay.
So y'all know we got 4 strong minutes left.
Okay.
Make sure y'all tuning in to Yizer TV. And guys, the radio all day Sunday starting at noon. Culture King on the SIB TV channel. New episodes will run all week. All day Sunday starting at noon. Guys, the radio raw TV. And you know we got the new shit popping off all week long from 7 to 9 every day. Sunday moving forward, hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. Monday Controversy, hosted by Stephen V. Tuesday, talk to Tana, because you know that's me. Wednesday, new show and host coming soon. It just might be you. And then on Thursday, we got the Peppy and Snap show, hosted by Peppy and Snap from 7 to 9. So if you want to get a show on YizerRadio.com, email marketing, marketing at YizerRadio.com. And don't forget to come out and get your motherfucking funny on for the Funny First Friday show, July the 1st, 22, premiere ultra. 10202 East Washington Street, Suite 790. I got my girl Camila Okoya in the building. She's on the show. Nate Robinson, Scooby, Kiara Lee. You know this shit gonna be lit because that's
come out.
All we know.
Come out.
We got Raw for Real. We're gonna have Crocs in the building. We got the Funny First Friday t-shirts for $20. You buy one now, you get a ticket for half price. Follow me on The Real Tana B on Instagram. Also Tana Karaoke on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook, Tana Hodges, Raw for Real on either site, Jasmine B. You know we outside, bitch. We stay outside. We got shit to do.
90 seconds.
Dwayne, you want to say anything before we close out?
Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. We out. Peace.
The new Russell Simmons is in the building. Hey, I am your KDJ. I am your comedian. I am Talk to Tana every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. We'll see y'all next week if the Lord is will. Stay prayed up.